Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Even if you're not a tobacco user, you're probably familiar with e-cigarettes from their aggressive marketing campaigns and popularity with former smokers. They're the electronic battery-powered devices that heat a fluid, aka e-liquid or vape juice, to create an aerosol that's inhaled in place of the smoke that conventional cigarettes produce by burning tobacco leaves. These fluids can contain any number of compounds to create the puffs of aerosol, their flavors, and their effects, including nicotine, the active ingredient in tobacco. E-cigarettes are rising in popularity, with 10.8 million adult users in the U.S. as of 2018. Part of the attraction may be that they're perceived as being less hazardous to the health than conventional smoking, since users don't receive the cancer-causing tar found in conventional cigarettes. Add to that the allure of the sweet-tasting flavorings available for addition to the e-liquid, and people such as U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb worry it may be all too appealing to youthful users. But that pleasant taste may have a downside, researchers say. In a study published in October of 2018 in the journal Nicotine and Tobacco Research, scientists from Duke and Yale universities found that chemical flavorings for vanilla, cherry, citrus, and cinnamon interacted with solvents such as propylene glycol and glycerol in the e-liquid, forming new compounds called acetals, which can trigger irritation and inflammation when inhaled. According to the Duke Medicine press release, the interaction occurs even before the e-liquid is heated. We spoke with Hannah Arethrapel, a postdoctoral associate at the Yale Tobacco Center of Regulatory Science and a co-author of the study. He said, "We simply don't know what long-term effects these compounds and many other compounds in e-cigarette liquid have on the airways. Many of the additives to e-liquids have GRAS status, which means generally regarded as safe. But that's based on ingestion and on dermal or skin exposure. There isn't much knowledge about what these compounds might do in the airways and lungs. and that's true for all vapors, young and old. Ithrapel added that scientists already know that further reactions take place during the heating step of vaping. All of this means that the initial list of ingredients for e-liquid, quote, is likely different from the final e-liquid composition, which in turn is different from what the user is exposed to in the generated aerosol. How that might affect vapors' bodies isn't yet clear, but the researchers say that the irritant compounds will persist in the body for some time after a user vapes. Over time, that mild irritation could trigger the immune system and create an inflammatory response in your body, which isn't a good thing for anyone, but especially for users with conditions like asthma. And Ithrapel notes that the researchers have other concerns as well. He said, if this reaction can take place that creates a more irritating compound, or possibly more toxic, what other reactions can take place that might cause increased risk for users? We simply don't know. I would add that long-term effects of vaping on the airways and the whole body are generally unknown, given how young these devices are, independent of the final composition of the e-liquid. But the fact that these more irritating compounds form is certainly not reassuring in that regard. We also spoke via email with Robert Strongen, a professor of organic chemistry at Portland State University who was not connected with the Duke-Yale study. He said that just as users aren't aware of these new chemicals being created in e-liquid, scientists similarly don't know much about the effect of those chemicals on the body. Quote, we know very little or nothing about the flavoring additives or even much about the solvents as far as their inhalation toxicity, especially as chronically used in e-cigarettes. Chemicals safe for ingestion are not necessarily safe for inhalation. Inhaled organic solvents and flavorings bypass processing by the stomach and liver. Lung tissue is different. Just because we can eat flavor molecules doesn't mean at all that it's okay to inhale them. Ithrapel says that more research is needed on the chemical changes in e-liquids and what health effects they may have, which will be a challenge, seeing as how there are an estimated 7,000 flavors or more on the market right now. And that market is growing. Today's episode was written by Patrick J. Kiger and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other health topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.